Wonderful, wonderful. So welcome, everyone. This is our bonus Q&A coaching call for the Artist Path to Cash program. I wanted to extend this opportunity to get any final questions answered that you might have. I know we did our final module call on Sunday, and like I said, I did want to make sure that I just offer that last, you know, little bit of extra support to you. And I want to first say thank you, all of you, for being a part of this program. It's been really exciting for me to work with such an amazing group of entrepreneurs and amazing women. So I've been very honored to be with you all. I do believe that we might have a couple of you showing up a little bit later. I know that Katie wasn't able to make it today because of a scheduling conflict, but she did send her question in, which I will address in just a moment. And Jaylene's with us now, and maybe Jackie and Denise will show up in a little bit. So, Jay, since you're already on the call, if you have a question for me now, you can ask, or if you want, I can address Katie's question and then come back to you if you'd like. So tell me what works for you.
No, I can. We can talk now. That's fine. That's great.
Okay, great. Okay.
So I loved, I think, was it Gina who, or no, it was Jackie. Jackie who took off the discounts on the prices and started selling stuff on Etsy. I love that. I thought that was really, really fabulous. And yeah, and I found that too in my businesses too, that it's really scary to raise your prices. And then every time I do, I sell more products, I get better customers. It's just really, really amazing. So that's been great advice, and I'm glad to see that that's working for her. And it just can be kind of scary, but just hang on, because I found that in my own different businesses too, the ones that, you know, because in the beginning I would discount things, the ones that come for the discounts or the discounted rates or the discounted products, they just haggle with you, and they're a pain in the ass, and it's just high maintenance, and it's never worth it. And then the ones you raise your price, and they're just wonderful, amazing clients. So you just kind of, I just kind of have to have the confidence to just, you know, put the price on that I think is, great plus a couple. I like somebody was saying, pick a price that makes your heart race a little bit. I always pick a price that makes me a little bit queasy. Mm-hmm. And it's good.
That's something that I'm and thank you so much for that, you know, that tip and for your take on it, because especially I think because the economy has been so challenging the last few years, is that the mentality across the board, not just with, you know, designers and artists and coaches and all of that, is, you know, to retreat and drop prices and slash and all of that. And it's just fear. You know, at the end of the day, people still have money. People are still spending. And as you and I have discussed, people will always, always find the money for whatever it is that they really, really want.
Sure.
You know, just don't automatically assume. I would even say to go against the tide and actually raise your prices, as you said you did, and what Jackie has done, you know. And I hope all of you listening will take to, you know, will really hear that, because, you know, as I mentioned on Sunday's call, is, you know, playing price wars when you are independent will never work in your favor.
Yeah.
You just don't have the infrastructure to support playing price wars with your market. You have to be able to better your service, you know, better your service delivery. Give them a real justification for why they're investing the money, and not look at it from spending money, but to investing money in your products and in your services. And I think if you take that mentality, it'll help to shift it for you. If it was an investment, you wouldn't automatically think of it in terms of discounting it. You would think of it like, oh, this is going to yield me a return of some sort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna invest in this because I understand what this is going to yield me. And I find, to me, that helps me, when I'm trying to determine whether or not I want to buy something. Is this an investment or this is just an impulse purchase?
Yes.
You know. So, yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Good
advice. Great. Great. So, Denise, do you have any other questions or anything? I know you haven't been able to make the call, so but I know everyone's been curious to hear to hear your voice, and everyone loves your sweaters. And
aren't you sweet? Yeah, I've been working a lot and making some more products and just kind of working the advertising angle. You know, I do put things up on Craigslist, but, you know, a lot of my sales come from trunk shows, you know. So that's mm-hmm. where people I live in a wealthy community. I'm not wealthy, but I live in a wealthy community, and generally that tends to be where I end up selling them. So right now I'm not worried about it. I just put some little blurbs out on Craigslist, some little freebies out on Craigslist for teasers, and then I'm putting together a couple trunk shows for later on, because it's summertime and all my sweaters are really heavy. So, you know, my sales tend to happen in the fall and winter, you know, for Christmas gifts and things like that.
Got you. Now, how do you, we have a little bit of time here, how do you set up, because I know that was something that I had recommended for Denise, and I know that Jackie has done a few of them. How do you set up your trunk shows, Jaylene, if you could share a little bit with the group?
What I would do is I used to work at a high-end health club or a high-end spa, and my clients kind of just had little house parties themselves. You know, they had kids, and I said, well, why don't I bring my things over? And she's like, great, let me get all my friends together. And we just put out put everything out, and everybody bought everything, you know. So that was kind of it. It was kind of word of mouth. I didn't do anything very, structured. So it was just more to find one client that raves about me. And she'd invite her friends over to take a look, you know, and she'd send them to my website first so they could see what was there, and then they'd come and, you know, bring the checkbook. And thank God for Square now, you know, Square, the little card mm-hmm. reader that you can put on your card, because that really helps too.
Oh, so you mean being able to take
payments
and orders
take
on
payments?
Yeah, that does help a lot, because a lot of us don't carry cash.
Right.
You know, so that's a good idea. Yeah, so have a Skype reader with you, or not Skype, but a Square.
Yeah, Square reader with Square's you. Amazing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Do they charge, what are their processing fees and rates? Or is it kind of expensive?
You know, it's not very, no, it's really good. It's for Square, it's if you swipe the card and they'll send you a reader in the mail for free, it's 2.75% if you swipe the card. If you manually punch in the card, it's 3.25. I think it's 0.5% more. Again, it's like Google Checkout, so the money doesn't hit your account for about 3 days.
Okay.
So, you know, it has to process, but it's super easy. Super easy, and takes, you know, 10 minutes to set up, and you can, you know, download the app, and it works immediately. So I have it downloaded on my iPad and my Android, but I know they also make it for iPhones and really easy, and you don't have to do, you know, it helps me get rid of my merchant account on my other websites, so which charged mm-hmm. me an arm and a leg monthly to keep mm-hmm. those going. So mm-hmm. it just doesn't make any sense. And I think it's brilliant because it makes everybody a merchant. You know, you don't have to mm-hmm. jump through any hoops. You just sign up for Square. You put in your, you know, your legal name and your bank account, and there you go. And you can start taking credit card payments from anybody. So
beautiful. Yeah, I think it's so important to have many different ways. But what's great about that is, like I said, Jimmy, you can pretty much, you know, go anywhere. I had a client years ago that actually designed men's, like, pendants and watches and things like that. And,
uh-huh.
you know, he had several retail store accounts, but he said he made the bulk of his money from doing trunk shows. He would go to people who sort of had access to a network of people that, just, you know, like he would invite them to his home for a party, and then my client would come in and, you know, display his work or whatever, and then he would just create sales right there on the spot. So, you know, my philosophy always is try to go for the fastest path to cash. And while, you know, I'm all about having great websites and having great copy and having everything available online, you know, if you need to generate income, nothing can make that happen faster than getting in front of people face to face.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Especially with handmade goods, you know, jewelry, hats, whatever. People, and hats, I would think, too, people need to try them on. They need to see them. They need to, you know, feel them. And that's really what's sold my sweaters so well.
Beautiful. Well, they're amazing sweaters.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're just beautiful. I mean, I think once people really see them,
yeah.
you know, it's one of those kinds of purchases that you don't think about. You just see it and you already instantly know who you want to give it to.
Sure.
You know, and it's done. And I think that's with most items like that. Like I know, like you with the knitwear, and you know, Denise with her hats, and with Jackie and her jewelry pieces. I think that, you know, you almost have to sense it by touch and
you know,
feel the yarn, feel the textures, you know, and you're doing some really cool things with that too. So
I'm having fun with it.
Yarns and everything. So that's amazing. Well, wonderful, wonderful. So do you have anything else you want to add, or any last thoughts or anything?
I really appreciate everything you've done for us. I think the modules were really, I just learned so much from all of your teachings. So thank you so much, Rodney, for putting this together. And I can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Yeah. No, I've got some cool things in the works. I will be doing the class again. We're going to be launching sometime in late July, I believe it's going to be at this point. And all of you are grandfathered in.
So
we'll let you know when those new calls will be scheduled. But you do now have access to the complete program online. All the modules and worksheets will there, and they'll be there. So, you know, you can work with them whenever you're ready. I'll leave them there. So.
Perfect. You know,
So, wonderful. I'm glad to have you, Jalen. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you so much. It's just been wonderful working with you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Katie sent in a question. She wasn't able to make it today. She said she had a scheduling conflict. But I love her question because I feel it can be applicable to pretty much all of you in one regard or another. Although I will say that while Jackie is an amazing painter, and I still believe she needs to transfer her paintings to fabric and put them on scarves, but that's another conversation. Katie is also a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that she sent in was, that she's having, we'll kind of look at it here real quick before I say too much and stumble upon it. She's having face-to-face meetings with potential clients to discuss doing logo design work for them. And the conversations are basically taking an hour or more of her time to do the meetings, and it's not resulting in her getting the sale.
Mm-hmm.
So she's you know, been getting input from people saying that she shouldn't be doing this, that essentially she's working for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but she sort of takes other people's comments with a grain of salt because she feels that they don't understand the graphic design or service delivery world, where you kind of have to do more of a consultation idea that may take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
She's also struggling around some pricing issues as well. Basically, she's doing the consultations, and then they're not hiring her, or they'll tell her at the end of the conversation that they only have X number of dollars, which is way less than what she would quote.
Well, how about, and this is just a thought, I mean, why not charge for the consultation and have that go towards the price?
Yep, that's exactly what I thought. That's great advice. That's exactly what I thought. I'm going to address this directly to Katie, because I know you'll be listening to this replay later. I completely understand what you're struggling with, because when you do design work, I mean, there is an element of needing to have a consultation with someone, to get clear about what they want you to create for them. So I understand that. That always can't be done in 10 or 15 minute conversations, and I get that completely. But like what Jalene suggested just now is, you know, charge a consultation fee. It could be $100, for an example, and if they hire you for the job, then you just apply that towards the services they hire you for. I think where that's a great tip, and I want to expand upon it a little further, is if they're willing to pay $100 for a consultation, that lets you know how serious they are.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I that's what I feel about it. Secondly, you can provide a little more for the consultation to make them feel that they're getting even more value than the time that you're sitting down talking, speaking with them. And what I mean by that is, you know, in module one, I talked about 10 income stream models, and one of them was information product oriented products. What came to me for you, Katie, in particular, is some sort of like a PDF document that sort of outlines for them the 10 things they should know before they hire their next logo designer or before they hire their next graphic designer or something along that line that's like really high content, high value, information based that just gives them nice laid out bullet points of what they should be looking for when they're looking to hire someone in your genre. Now, I feel like by productizing your consultation in some kind of way, they feel like they've walked away with something tangible. And of course, the next step after they've read the tips, because it's not all about you selling yourself throughout the whole document, it's just really giving them hard, practical advice that they can actually go out and use. At the end of the document that they read, then there is an invitation for them to book a strategy session with you. Now, I'm assuming when at this level you're doing this over the phone. So, you know, you've given them really high content, really good value. You've given them something they can actually use. You've extended an invitation for them to go further with you by booking a session with you. And the reason why I like this process is that you've already proven to them that you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. You know, we value documentation, whether it's online or in print. So you've demonstrated that. You give them some practical real-world tips they can go out and use. You've led them into a process then to raise their hand and go a step further and say, I want to book a session with you. I want to have time with you. Before you confirm that session, do some kind of an intake. So create a form that you actually get more what I call under the hood questions answered so you can get clearer about what it is that they really need and if they're a good fit for you. And once you do that, you're really clear about who you're talking to, what they want, and if they're not a fit for you, you don't have to actually take the appointment. So, you know, it's just a matter of kind of weeding out those who are more tire kickers or people who are just not a good fit for your market. I have an example of my intake form on my website at getpaidforyourcreativity.com/discovery-session, S-E-S-S-I-O-N. I'll send you the actual link to this, Katie, by email so you can see it. Another thing you can do is you can actually create a package of some sort that would include a logo and maybe a couple of logos or some other, you know, just some other, you know, make it something that's not going to take you a lot of time to deliver it to the client and put that up on your website with a payment button or create a services menu on your website so they already know what your price points are before they even book their session with you. That's another, and I also have an example of that as well, which I will also send to you that I use on my website. So, you know, if you can't give exact prices because you don't know exactly what they're going to want, you can give a range. What's the lowest amount you'll accept to do a logo? What's, you know, what you feel pretty confident would be the maximum amount you would charge. And then when someone wants to book a session with you or they want to talk to you for a consultation, send them to that page first, because if they see where you're charging $5 to $1,000 for a logo and they only have $250, they'll stop it right there. You know. So those are just a couple of different ways that you can just get more in touch with your target market that is able to pay the prices you want to charge for your services. Let's see, I think I have one last tip for you on that too, Katie. I can't think of what it was. I had it written down here and I can't see it. you have any suggestions, Jay, on that? Do you anything that
No, I thought that was great. I really liked it. See, because I like to know what the ballpark range is. I can't stand these business coaches or things like that won't tell you how much they're charging, you know? And it doesn't having a range or say starting at $500 or starting at $1,000 or something at least gives me an idea. There was one photography site that I was looking at just for inspiration. It's a beautiful, beautiful site, and I really liked. She had a couple different photography packages, and she started with her mid price at the top, and it was like $1,250. And you're like, oh my God! But then the next one that went down was like $2,500, and it just went up. And then she put her lowest price one down at the bottom. So by then you were done with sticker shock, and you're like, oh, $800 for headshots. That sounds great. I'll do that. You know? So, yeah. But I really like. Because again, if people like your work, they'll find a way to get the money. You know. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say to you, Kate, and I remember what it was. It could also be, which I also suspect this as well, is that you're not in communication yet with your target, your ideal target market. If your ideal target market only has $100 to spend on a logo, then that person's not, that's what's coming to you, that's not your market. So you need to look at how you're putting yourself out there in your marketing to attract the people that they're looking for more than just, I hate to use this terminology, but sort of bargain basement services. I mean, we all have different levels of where we want to invest in something. So, you want to first make sure that you're talking to the right people that actually can afford what you want, but you need to be clear about what your value is and set your prices accordingly first, because you train people, you train your market on how to respond to you. So everything you put out needs to resonate with the market that you want to attract, from the colors you select on the web page to the web copy that you put on your page, making sure that that you state it, like what Jaylene had just said, you want to know, okay, I'm charging this amount to this amount for a website, for an example. So if I only have $300, I'm not going to contact him, even though I have a call to action on that page saying, contact me for a complimentary session. If they see that what my price range is, if they don't have that amount to invest in that, they're not going to contact me, and that's fine, because I'm not wasting their time and they're not wasting mine. But you have to give them something first to go on. So when you leave it open-ended, they don't know, so they have in their mind, okay, well, this is what I think this should cost me. So when you sit down and have a conversation with them, you've driven over to meet them, it's, all of that. You've taken up, if it's an hour, it's actually probably 2 or 3 hours in LA, where I know you live because of traffic and all of that. So basically half your day is gone for a meeting that doesn't yield you the result that you want. So what I'm saying is, just kind of, you're not making it difficult for them. You're just sort of setting up some very simple systems that will help people to pre-qualify themselves. That's the word I want to use. To pre-qualify themselves. And once they pre-qualify themselves, they're saying to themselves and to you, you're the one I want to be in communication with. So, those are just a few ways. Put your prices up on your website. If you don't want to put exact prices, put price ranges on there. Have them do an intake form. You can use Google Documents for this to create your form, and I'll send you a link to look at mine as an example. Create some kind of a free introductory offer, like a free document of some sort that kind of spells out what they should be looking for when they want to get a logo designed. Because there are companies who spend thousands of dollars for a logo. Why do they spend this much money for a logo? They have a goal in mind. So, a $100 logo may not get them the results that a $1,500 logo is. Well, what makes those logos different? That's where you share your expertise with them to educate them about what they should be looking for when they're looking to hire someone to do this for them. And then, of course, lead them into a call to action to take another step with you. I believe if you really focus on those three things, or four things: get clear on your target market, educate them about your services, put your prices on your site, and lead them to a call to action and do an intake form. I believe that you will get clearer and you'll get better customers, better potential customers to talk to. So that's my suggestion. So I think that's it. I was waiting for to see if Jackie, or I think Jackie might, she was on Sunday's call, so she might not be able to make, because I know she had an appointment, and I'm not sure if Denise is going to be able to make it, but that's kind of all I have. Well, I did have one little bonus thing I wanted to reveal on the call, but it hasn't been confirmed yet, so I'm not going to say it right now until I get confirmation about it. But I will email you through the Ning site. All of you are on the Ning site, and you still will have access to that, as I promised, for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I will, once this little surprise I have for you is confirmed, I will announce it on the Ning site. And as I said, all of you are grandfathered into the program for the next round, which will happen sometime in mid to late July. And so you can always hop on and get additional support. And that's pretty much all I have right now that I can think of. Jay, did you have any last words or anything that you wanted to?
No, thank you. Just thank you so much for putting this together. I learned so much from, from your knowledge, and it's just really made my business. I have a to-do list a mile long now. And I thank you for that. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, this has been a lot of fun for me to do. I mean, I enjoy creating the content, and that really gives me a high. But more than that, I really enjoy this time here where I actually get a chance to sort of, it's almost like the time we get to sit down and just sort of talk amongst ourselves. And I just, can get clearer about what you need and how I can better support you. So, these are my favorite parts of the whole program, to be really honest with you. I love these opportunities to do that. So, it's the thing I look for when I'm looking to be in a program. Can I get my questions answered,
mm-hmm.
Live or as close to live as possible? Now it's through, the internet and Skype, but, simulating live. So, that's really good. So with that said, I would say for all of you, do the lessons, do your target market assessments, get clear about who your audience is, raise your prices, or at least come up with something that is a premium offer of some sort. If you don't want to raise your prices on your existing products, create something that's really out of the box. Get into conversations with your target audience, and I mean phone conversations or in-person conversations, either through trunk shows or a live events of some sort. Approach these conversations from an interview point of view as opposed to a sales point of view. Your customers will tell you what they want, and if you can deliver it, then you create it. So make a habit of at least trying to have 5 conversations a week. Use Facebook to initiate conversations. If you're active on any other social media platforms, use those. Use your current database of people, email people, ask them, say, I'd love to jump on the phone for 15 minutes. I have some questions about something I'm looking to put together. I'd love to give your feedback. People love to give feedback. They love to give advice. And if you give them an invitation to do so, they will give you insight. Now, ideally, you want these people to be people who may buy from you. So you want to be careful about who you ask, but you can't create a business in a vacuum. You have to be able to be in conversation, and the fastest way to do that is what we're doing right now is on the phone, or in person if you can't do on the phone. And the internet is a wonderful tool. I love it, but if you need to generate income, get in front of people again, get on the phone with people. The internet is, I think, is a great follow-up system, but on initial sale, if you really need to focus on sales, the more in-person you can make it, the faster your income will be generated, as what Jaylene mentioned with her trunk shows, as what Jackie mentioned with her trunk shows. Do whatever you can to get in front of people. Ask someone to host a party at their house. Go check with the local business and see if you can do something where you can get in front of people. It'll elevate your energy. It'll help get you out of the I don't know what to do because you're sort of at home on your computer trying to figure it out. And that's not where your answers are. You know, your answers are in front of people who could potentially buy from you. And if you make that your habit, you will start to see results. You know, go back through the modules again, you know, expand on some ideas, you know, implement another income stream once you've gotten one going pretty good. And ask for support. You can't do this by yourself. It's too much. You just can't do it by yourself. So if you're sitting alone in your little, you know, studio knitting away or sewing away or stringing beads away and, you know, get out of the house, go take a walk, go to the park, let someone see what you're doing. That's the quickest way to engage conversation with people. They'll look at it and go, oh, what are you making? What are you working on? All of you guys have that opportunity to be able to do that. You know, it's so simple, but for a lot of us, it's the hardest thing in the world to do. Don't you agree, Jay?
Absolutely. And that was a fun trick because that's what I do. You know, I live at the beach and, last year, my sister had a great idea. You know, all the kids are doing junior guards down there and all the moms are hanging out. And I would take my knitting down and I'd take a basket of and just have some sweaters and some hats. And even though it's summer, you know, it's cool at the beach in the summer where I am. But and I would just knit and I'd have my things in the basket and people would come by and actually I would sell stuff out of my basket. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And if not, they would take cards. You know, if I didn't want to schlep everything down there, I would – you know, have my cards and they can go to the website and take a look. And I sold a bunch of things that way and got some commissioned pieces that way too. So that was fun.
Yeah. The internet's wonderful. I love it, but I think what's happened is a lot of us have, and I don't want to say mistakenly, because I'm not going to sit here and say the internet doesn't help people make money. I mean, I'd be lying. I mean, I, you know, made money through the internet, but it can be a bit of a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the internet is more effective once you are clearer about who you're talking to and what they want and what you have to offer. And I'd say every opportunity to talk to someone is like a mini focus group.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it from that perspective, it'll really help you to get past the thing that, what if they don't buy from me? What if I can't sell them on something? You know, if you're focusing on that, your focus is already off anyway. Your focus shouldn't be so much on what you're trying to sell someone. Your focus should be on how can I help them? If
mm-hmm.
you focus on that and you're clear and resolute in that, the sale is going to come. Now, of course, yes, there are things you have to say to them, to like asking for the sale and, you know, what you're going to charge them and how you're going to process the payments and all of that. But yeah, if you're just like, oh my God, I hope they buy something, that energy comes through you and
mm-hmm.
people pick up on that and you just sort of lose them because they feel that desperation, you know, and you don't want to come from that energy, even if you really do need that money, you know, I get that. You don't operate from that space. So, you know, do what you can to, shift your energy. I gave an exercise about this, I believe, in Module 5. Go do something fun. You know, go get an ice cream cone at McDonald's that cost $1. I mean, I know it sounds, you may hate those things. It may be nasty. I don't know. I like them.
You know what really works for me to shift my energy? And this is, I don't know what it is, but if I clean my
mm-hmm.
house, take things to Goodwill, and sweep outside my front door, my phone starts ringing off the hook. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting, yeah. You get your chores done and things are organized and cleaned and all of a sudden, yeah,
mm-hmm.
things start happening.
It does. I did the same thing. It's like clean out a closet, clean out a drawer, you know, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me about that because I did the same thing. Yeah, give something away. And if you really, really, really want to also take it a step further, give some amount of money away.
Yeah.
if you're willing to bring in money and nothing is happening, give a, you know, it can be a couple of dollars donation, you know, to a charity or whatever you want to do. I know someone that actually left dollar bills on windshields.
Mm-hmm.
Paid people when I lived in Los Angeles. Someone I knew actually paid people's parking meters that had expired.
Yeah.
As a way to, you know, to let the universe know that I trust you to provide me what I need. And
mm-hmm.
when you can do that, when you're in a compromised position, the universe says, okay, I hear what you, I see what you, it's looking for a demonstration that you trust that it's going to take care of you.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's like, do something, give something away. If it's not money, it can be time, clothes, or services.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that and practice it on a regular basis, you'll always have your needs met. So if you guys get nothing out of this program, please get that, because I know from personal experience that that does work. It does work. So anyway, well, thank you, Jay, so much for coming. I really appreciate you being here, and all of you, when you hear this replay, please let me know. No, comment on, connect with me on Facebook. Let me know what aha moments that I would, that's what I would love to have from all of you. Give me an aha moment that you got from the program. Maybe post it on the Facebook page. I'll post something up there to maybe later this afternoon or tomorrow morning, and I'll send out a little link. And maybe just give me like the one thing that you got out of this. I would love to have that feedback. It would help me tremendously in terms of how I can support future entrepreneurs. So, yeah, I would appreciate that. So with that said, this is Rodney Washington, your Artist Money Mentor, signing off. Everyone have a beautiful, beautiful evening, and I will see you in the next session sometime next month. I will let you know when the dates are going to be.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.